Talk Radio.
Parent teacher conferences.
So that's where they are. And we're here just having a good time with you. Our number is 347-215-6203 if you'd like to call us. You can tweet us.
And Twitter?
At Bird's Nest Live. You can Facebook us at Bird's Nest Live. You can go to our... We try to remember these things. For Facebook, it's B-I-R-D apostrophe S. Space N-E-S-T space L-I-V-E, I think. And I don't know why you have to do that exactly, because how many people out there are named Bird's Nest Live?
Not many.
Then go to our website, birdsnestlive.com. Call us. How's that?
Well, as you know, we have a delivery for you. So that's good. But we cannot find an earring. So we're a little troubled over that.
I know it. We hope it's going to show up.
By the way, my roses are still living.
As,
made me happy.
As are mine.
Mm-hmm. My husband said thanks for taking care of his wife. He didn't think of that.
Lock.
Nah, we don't have to do that.
We can let people in.
We can let people in. What do you think we're doing?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that anyway. We can't help it.
They just came in and...
You sure you don't want to come in?
It's a different time. Mary Ann brought us this huge bag of snacks. I can't believe it.
$1.59.
$1.59. You said $1.59.
Whatever. $8.99.
It's like a huge bag.
It's 20 individual bags.
I just love it.
Mini Swiss pretzels, barbecue chips, nacho cheese,
not much chips,
and even a sun chip type thing.
Oh, that's good. Over a nickel bag.
Heck no. If Tammy was here, I probably would have sent him home with her, but now she's not. We'll just keep him here. Yep. We'll enjoy them. Well, you know how I started off my day?
Yeah.
Which is lovely, but I found a song that I have to play because...
Born through a party in the county jail. When that label can't wait.
About this song in a minute, but go ahead. Why?
I can believe you said it, but I can't believe you're saying it just now, because this morning I had a meeting with the lender that's handling the restoration project down there, and I told them we were going to have Zumba classes starting soon, and I said, as soon as that darn thing went out inviting people to do our survey, I got an email back from somebody saying, what about burlesque or pole dancing? And I said, do you know a good instructor? Keep me posted. I said, and Ward, the reason my husband's downstairs right now is because I told him to come in and measure that ceiling for a pole down in the basement.
What did he say?
He said, as we're moving forward, when you're asking for draws, you don't need to give them the background. Just say, pole installation. You don't need to say why.
You know, it's funny, the other day my boss said something, talking about, maybe it was because the girl at work was going to Vegas for her birthday and her sister-in-law's bachelorette thing, and he said, you know, he said something about somebody, you know, his wife's going to have those, you know, the girly parties. I mean, he didn't want to say it, lingerie parties. I said, oh, yeah, he goes,
lingerie and sex aid?
Yeah, he didn't want to say that, though, out loud, and which I think was nice, but he said, they even have, like, I said, stripper pole parties now, where they teach you. He goes, yes. Women do. I said, yeah, they do. And he's like, I just don't even know. I said, me neither. And I didn't go on to explain that we probably have one of those. but anyway, this morning I called you. Well, I was actually talking to you, and then I got locked out of my car at a place where I parked my other car. It's a women's facility, a correctional facility. And I was sitting in there. I called my husband, Facebooked him. Or FaceTimed him on my iPad because I didn't have my phone. My phone, everything was locked in my personal car, but I had my company car, and I hadn't locked that, thank heavens. So I had all my stuff already moved into my car except for my purse. And so anyway, I FaceTimed him because I had to call him from inside the jail to get him to call the Papa Lock people because I had nothing. I had no insurance, nothing. I had nothing. So he called their insurance guy and got that information to call for me, and they called him back in 10 minutes, and he'd give it to me. So I called him back, and he said, here it is. You know, everything's cool. They're on the way. So then I went and sat in my car, and I was like, seems to be taking a while. And then I remembered I had my iPad. So I went into the back, got the iPad, got my little hotspot thing, FaceTimed him at work on his phone. And he didn't answer at first. And then the next time he picked up, he goes, what are you doing? I said, I can call you from the car. I'm still sitting here waiting. He goes, well, funny, you should call. The guy just called and said he drove through once, but he didn't. He went in the wrong entrance. So you need to wave him down. So I saw the guy. I said, well, here's the thing. I'm sitting here thinking of songs because there's got to be a song. Got to be a song. Something that has got to go with. I'm sitting in a jail parking lot waiting for a Papa Lock to come to break me into my car. Not out of jail. And he's like, I said, so I'm thinking of something. Something like, you know, sitting in a parking lot waiting for the Papa Lock. He busted out, but then he turned around and put the phone. He had three people in his phone.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, okay, well, I'll go now. He goes, no, call us back when you finish your song. But, you know, there's got to be a song. Plus, as I told you, I felt like I got slowed down for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
I was certainly
like
turmoiling. I don't think that's a word, but it works. You know how you just, I know I have so much going on. I got to get to work, and I got to do this, because if I don't get there, they don't know not to ship those invitations. They might ship them because they told me, not them, and I can't reach them because I'm on the phone. Ooh. You know, so I know the universe let me down. I know this.
Yeah. and made you just sit there and think for
it. Which was fun. I enjoyed that.
I think sometimes that's the best
thing to do. I downloaded a magazine. I was hanging out. It was not bad.
What magazine did you download?
Women's Day, I think. It was cheap. It was like $1.99 online, so I just downloaded
it. Did you download a
oh, heck yeah.
That? Yeah, that's cool.
Especially on that. You can do everything on that. Here's the thing about Jailhouse Rock, the song that I just played.
Mm-hmm. Look at that guy.
Let's talk about that one. Gary wants a bike like that. Have you watched the video and you've seen the lyrics? You've read the lyrics. What exactly is going on there?
I think it was a song that was made for the movie.
Right? Okay, good. That makes sense. Because when you...
And you know Elvis had some fantastically well-done films.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And, I mean, I listened to it one day and watched it, and I thought, the warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison... I got to find the lyrics. The prison something something, they begin to wail. Where's the lyrics? And I was like... Let's see. Hold on. See if I can find it.
If you can't find the partner, grab a wooden chair.
They began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. They should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing, "Let's rock, let's rock." Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the Jailhouse Rock. Spider Murphy played the tenor saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois went crash, boom, bam. The whole rhythm section was the Purple Gang. Purple Gang was a gang in jail. Number 49 said to number 3. This is where it gets a little...
Uh-huh.
Something to me.
You're the cutest jailbird I ever did see.
I sure would be delighted with you company. Come on and do the Jailhouse Rock with me.
Everybody,
let's rock. Sad Sack was sitting on a block of stone way over in the corner weeping all alone. The warden said, hey, buddy, don't you be no square. If you can't find a partner, use a wooden chair. Chippy Henry said to Bugs, for heaven's sake, no one's looking, now's our chance to make a break. Bugs turned to Shifty and he said, "Nick, Nick, I want to stick around a while and get my kick."
Better
Stay
than...
down for me.
Well, it was more fun to be in jail than to be out.
Yeah. And number 37 said to number 3,
"You're
the cutest shale bird I ever did see." Maybe I need to ask Billy about this song.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Speaking of good music and not, we didn't talk about this. We had to shorten our show last week.
Grammys.
Grammys. And I want to know, what do you think about Justin Bieber's attempt to upstage the Grammy Awards?
You mean Justin Timberlake?
No, I mean Justin Bieber.
What did he do? He wasn't even there.
I don't know anything, do you?
He wasn't even there, was he?
No, he wasn't.
I didn't miss him, so obviously.
He did not receive a single nomination.
He should have.
So he decided instead to give an online performance to his fans at the exact same time. So he could upstage.
And I'm sure he did.
It felt like a spoiled brat.
And the other thing is, he is actually supposed to be friends, very good friends with Usher.
Usher, yeah. Well, Usher, he wouldn't. Justin Bieber wouldn't be wouldn't be anything if it weren't for Usher. Pushed him through.
Yeah. So and Timberlake, and even I think. Well, I don't know about Jay-Z, but I think he's a spoiled little brat, and I think his time has come, and now he's going to go.
And this hair that he's sporting these days.
And I feel bad for his mother, because I know that she...
Oh, I don't. His mother is, well, she's got...
Well, I know that, but I think that she really thought this was going to go for a long time, but it's not. He's on his way out.
Well, she needs to grow up.
Yeah, she's kind of like Miley Cyrus.
She's got a lot of money. He was a childhood flash in the pan. Enjoy...
Only one song I know that he did was Baby, 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 Oh. That's the only song I know he did.
With all that heavy mix in the background.
Yeah,
well,
that's all I know.
I wondered what you knew about him not getting any.
I knew that he didn't, and I was quite impressed with that.
The amusing thing is technical issues forced him to cancel the live stream soon after it was supposed to begin.
I wonder if the record company had anything to do with that.
I don't know. At least, I'm reading this out of People section of the Week magazine. At least one of Bieber's fans is still stung by the Grammy snub, and that's his mother.
Ah.
I think they blew it, she said. I just heard that he's now had 5 number one albums, so I think his music is speaking for itself. Hey, speaking of Elvis, how many number one albums did he have?
Really, and how many?
But he's dead, too.
Mm-hmm.
Face it, Justin. Deal with it. So I don't feel
See, but you know who I do love is little Justin Timberlake.
I know you do.
Well, my daughter does, and I think that's...
I don't dislike him. I
thought his performance was good. Did you like it?
Did you see it?
Oh, it was good. He did the whole suit and, you know, kind of like a 40s thing. And, you know, was like had all those guys dancing and the girls in the same kind of outfits. And it was good. That was a good show.
I didn't know what happened. I watched a little bit of it. But I didn't...
That's an odd look.
That's his truck.
You know...
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know you were going to say something.
No, I don't think I was.
I'm not trying to break in. I'm just trying to...
remember when you...
Just trying to get my...
Free flow.
My track going on.
Trying to get your groove.
Uh-huh.
Running your game.
What do you think about Chris Brown and Rihanna?
I just have such a hard time with that. Chris Brown now is in trouble because whoever he did his probation stuff for down here at the beach, I think it was our city policeman,
They fudged his records.
Right. And I'm like, whatever. He didn't do it. They did it.
That's right.
Why is that his problem?
They let everybody do it. It's not like it's just because he's Chris Brown. He'll do it if it's the kid that tore up the golf course down at New Kent County and his daddy knows somebody and he gets service and it's like, oh, here, we don't have enough for y'all to do anyway, so sit here and just kill some time.
Okay.
If they want to leave, if the supervising cop or whoever it is wants to leave, do they let the kid sit there by himself? No, they can't do that. So they say, okay, you've done enough for today, and they sign it off so they can go to lunch.
Right. I just think that's ridiculous. But my problem, I don't really think about it much, but Chris Brown and Rihanna, I think that, granted, you should never hit anyone, but I think that whole thing in the beginning, I think that was crazy with her, and I think that she probably did a whole lot of acting on it.
You know, I always say this. Nobody has a right to hit anyone else. However, in some situations, and that means male or female, huh?
Needs to be hit.
Well, that too. I'm thinking about hitting a lot of people if they say this. But in some situations, it takes two to tango. And I'm not saying that a whiny woman should be smacked by a strong man. I'm just saying that I've seen it where both people are abusive. And
I've seen at close instances where I know that the female is trying to provoke the man so that he will hit her so that she can have evidence that he did.
Yeah.
So that he can go away.
But that's a different situation.
Right.
I think these are just two very spoiled by their popularity kids that mm-hmm. are like, oh, you know,
I think they should stay together. I think they deserve each other.
I don't care. I don't know what all the deal is about.
Sound like the Kardashians.
I don't even deal with them. I don't even know who they are other than say are on the fronts of magazines and they just have a
I hate
reality.
That name is married to or having a baby with
Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me. I didn't know that, so I'm wrong. I do know who they are a lot. But
she is trash.
Anyway, I think that, you know what? If they've worked through it, I think that's fine. And I don't know why the big deal. Oh, their fans are just going to rebel against Rihanna because
really?
She's back with him. Yeah.
Hi, really? Really?
Yeah. Oh, but you're hearing it everywhere. I'm just sick of it. I don't know what to do. And I don't listen to a lot of that pop stuff. But this is the interesting thing. He had to go to court last week because of his accusations that he had faked some of the community service. And this was for assaulting Rihanna 4 years ago.
Right.
The judge gave him 2 months to prove he'd actually done the service. So, see, what's that about? But beyond that, a few days later, he drove his car, his $160,000 Porsche Turbo S,
wall
in Los Angeles during what he claimed was an attempt to outrun the paparazzi. So, anyway, finally he lost. He had a bad week.
He lost the Grammy competition for Best Contemporary Urban Album to his bitter rival, Frank Ocean. What do you think about Frank?
You know who Frank is? Billy Ocean's nephew.
Tell me you were kidding.
I am not kidding.
Is he good?
Makes me very happy. Yeah, he's good. Very good. Very good soulful R&B. I'll find you a song he has.
Find me a song to play it for me.
I mean, I love him. I would buy his
record. He had a fist fight with him last month. Did you know that? Over a parking spot.
I heard he's having a bad day.
And he also refused to stand during the ovation for Ocean's victory. Later found himself caught on camera. I'm surprised you didn't see this.
I did see this. With a face.
He yelled at by Adele.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
For being a bad loser.
Mm-mm.
Go, Adele.
That.
I think that's pretty cool.
I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can find a song.
Find me a song here. I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere else I saw a picture of them together. And she says she loves him. She's resumed her romance with Chris. That... Now, they say he left her bruised, bloodied, and unconscious on the Los Angeles sidewalk. I had never heard that
That
before.
Is not true. I mean, I wasn't there.
Not yet.
All I can say is that's not what came out before. She kind of just showed up. I mean, really? Leaving Rihanna bruised, battered, and bloody on the sidewalk, you don't think that would have been pictured somewhere? Seriously? I mean,
exactly.
I have a real hard time with that part of it.
They started seeing each other again last year. And she recently announced that they were a couple, causing outrage among fans and critics. I decided it was more important for me to be happy, she says, and I wasn't going to let anyone's opinion get in the way of that. The 24-year-old understands why people think she's crazy for letting Brown back in her life. When you add up the pieces from the outside, this girl is so brilliant. That's one of the reasons why I don't know why people think they need to tell her what to do, because she's obviously a freaking brain trust.
You know, and most of them are.
When you add up, I mean, just think of mixed metaphors here. When you add up the pieces from the outside, it's not the cutest puzzle in the world. That's her quote. What
not
is that?
The cutest puzzle in the world.
When you add up the pieces, not when you put the pieces together. When you add them up, it's not the cutest puzzle in the world. But it's different now. We don't have those arguments anymore. We value each other. He's not the monster everybody thinks. I never did think that.
I think that you know, I don't either. And I think that, as we've said, people can push you to do bad things.
He's giving and loving, and he's fun to be around. That's what I love about him. He always makes me laugh. I think that's everything. That's important. So they ask her, what if he turned violent again? If he gives me that,
and
I just walked away.
I almost said that. I forgot we were on the radio.
She said, he doesn't have that luxury of effing up again. That's not an option.
She's a lady, too, right?
Mm-hmm. That's my little
Grammy information.
Well, Grammy and pop star stuff. I need to know your inside, because I know you know the inside deal.
Well, what I think is what you think, and that's... They're just worth not even thinking about. You know, I mean, seriously, they don't deserve.
Oh, you're talking about Chris and Rihanna?
Yeah.
Or I'm talking about the whole thing now, the Grammys.
Now, see, I enjoyed the Grammys this year. But the one thing I didn't enjoy, there wasn't as much drama as usual. Usually there's something crazy that happens always. And there wasn't any. It was very sedate. They, of course, told the women to not show their butts and their breasts. And several of them did, which the underbreast was a big thing. Rihanna showing her underbreast, and Alicia Keys showing the underbreast, and J-Lo had a dress cut up to wherever, but she always does. So, I mean, I don't think they should tell them what to wear. It's the Grammys. It's sex, drugs, rock and roll. Wear whatever you want.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, you know.
That's how I feel, but, you know.
Well,
here's Frank Ocean's song, one of them, the one that was up for the Grammys.
You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think
here. I like him. Your brother-in-law loves Mumford and Sons. They're the ones that a lot of drums. He listens to on his radio, Pulse Radio. The guy knows more about like that type of music, and it's, I don't even know what to call it. It's kind of popular or alternative, but not really alternative, like back in the day alternative, Gaudier and Mumford and Sons and the Black Keys, that type of music. He loves it. I mean, and he know, he's like, oh, yeah, I love that. So I bought him the Grammy CD for Valentine's present.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. The man sits in the car and sings Taylor Swift. Got to love that.
Because it's on
the track.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's great.
So anyway, I love the Grammys no matter what. I'm always going to watch them as long as I can.
What do you think about, I know what you think about that. But this this interview, you know, on the one hand, you have these kids, and I'm not going to, I'm trying not to sound old, you know, that are just out there. I mean, they do everything. They're on Facebook. They're you know, at the age of 11, they're dressing the way, you know, 35-year-old people didn't dress 10 years ago or 15,
right.
20 years ago. And their parents let them do it. And because that's what they want to do. Then you have these parents and people who want to control it. Like, you can't wear sexy clothes to the Grammys.
Right.
Okay. What about the Super Bowl? What about, you know, the Beyonce, as I like to call her, walking around?
Because that's a family.
Lingerie. That's supposed to be a family event. She was doing the deal in lingerie. And I don't like her, and I don't, I don't hide that fact, and I'm sure there are people who love her, but I'm like, oh, God, I'm so bored with this.
I'm kind of flat.
I'm just so bored with it. That's what it is, and I don't get bored easily. I see nothing different. It's just, it's boring. Now, so on the one hand, we're letting them do everything. On the other hand, we want to protect them. Here's one of the protections. Do you like fortune cookies? Do you still get a thrill out of getting them?
Yeah, I love a fortune cookie.
Well, the largest manufacturer, the world's largest manufacturer of fortune cookies, Wonton Food, is removing, I'm going to quote this, sorry, I know you hate this.
No, that's okay.
Romantic messages from its cookies after complaints from parents. Have you ever gotten a fortune cookie that you thought was something that you could not read in front of a child?
No. Like, well, you know, the thing that we do, you will be...
We don't.
Yeah, you know, but every time I live,
yes.
You will be blessed with
you'll
many
be
happy trees in bed.
In bed, right. But that's something that people add to it. All right, let me see. They're going to remove fortunes such as one who admires you greatly is hidden before your eyes.
That's going to be removed?
They're going to remove those types of fortunes. It will henceforth be replaced with less steamy sentiments.
That's steamy.
Such as, you make every day special.
In bed.
The New York company said it would make sure its fortunes don't upset a single person. But they would upset a married person? I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Is that just a hoot?
Well, I saw on the news, while you were saying that, I thought about this lady who sued Mount Olive, I think, pickle company, because her daughter is a little person. And she had midgets. No.
Yes. She didn't think they should sell, I think it's midget gherkins, midget something pickles. She didn't think that they should use that word on the jar. So now the company is actually pulling that label, and they're going to say, I don't know, small pickles.
Tiny pickles?
Tiny or baby. Midget dill, whatever. Anyway, they're going to say, you know, they already have baby dills, but something, tiny pickles or baby pickle or something, so that not to offend the little people. I just don't get it. I mean, I understand if someone walks up to the girl and says, stupid, but I don't get it.
Or you can't have this job because you're a midget or anything like that. I mean, and I understand that is considered a derogatory term, but
the word
was assigned to those people just as it was assigned to...
If it is a word that we find derogatory.
It was assigned to the pickles.
Right. The pickle camp.
Oh, my God.
You know, what if there's going to be a run on midgets like they were on Twinkies?
You mean just to say you better just go and get them?
Get your midget.
Get them now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I just...
Well, the whole lawsuit thing is crazy.
Lawyers, kill them tonight.
I just read, then came the lawyers, then came the rules.
Shakespeare, William.
What did he say?
Kill all the lawyers, kill them tonight. That's in that song, you know, that I love. Get Over It, the Eagles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he says, like old Billy said, kill all the lawyers, kill them tonight.
I can't find it. There is a student, a graduate, from Pennsylvania's Lehigh University. She is suing the university for $1.3 million in salary. Claims that a C-plus grade cost her $1.3 million in salary. Megan Thode alleges a professor gave her the low grade over non-academic disputes, ruining her chance to become a state-certified addiction counselor with better pay.
And she thinks she would make $1 million-plus as a state-certified counselor?
Well, over a lifetime. I mean, obviously, this is over a lifetime. Okay. The difference in her salary. Some lawyer, this guy, her lawyer is the one telling this tale. He said that she's literally lost a career. Because of a C-plus,
well, let me tell you this.
I admit this, but I once got a, C in, it was some kind of research class. It was horrible. We realized, in graduate school, that we were sort of a study group. He was a researcher, and he was trying to create stress.
And he did.
And, you know, it was like, okay.
And then after that, did you get a better grade?
No, I didn't take it again. I didn't take it. I was going to take it. I went and talked to the advisor and talked to the dean of the school. And she said, really? Nobody cares. It's not going to matter. And I said, well, I can't believe I've seen it. She goes, don't worry about it. If you take it again, you can do it. You can waste time. You can waste the money. But it's not going to make a big deal in the scheme of things. Because in order to be... Now, I don't know the details about what she wants to be there, state-certified addiction counselor, but you take exams. You take exams, you do practicums, you do a really good internship, and it sort of overrides a lot of other stuff to get that status. I don't even know.
Well, have you heard that they're trying to change the grade point situation? You know how, when we were growing up, what determined an F? Like a 74 was an F?
It floated for me.
But I mean, when I was in school, I remembered like a 74 was an F. It was a pretty high, you know, you would think, great.
74 was an F. You pay
now,
over 74.
Right, now.
But then I remember it being 60.
But now what they're doing, they're going to do across the board, is change from a 7-point separation to 10 points. Because they're saying that the kids who have the 7-point separation, colleges look at their grades and think their grades are much lower than the 10-point kids who, you know, if you get a 70, then you got a D, you know, or whatever it is. And my thinking on that is...
Just because they're actually looking at it, or
right,
is it because they're, right, just a...
Right.
It's all computerized.
Plus, I think it's because it's easier to do the 10 minutes after.
Yeah, I think so too.
But here's the thing about the lawyers, Kill 'Em All, Kill 'Em Tonight, that song.
Uh-huh. Can you play it for us?
It was from Henry VI, Part 2, Shakespeare's play. And he says, all the people say, God save your majesty. Cade? C-A-D-E? Is that his name? He was a player in part of the play. I thank you, good people. There shall be no money. All shall eat and drink on my score, and I shall apparel them all in yada, yada, yada. And then Dick, this guy, who's, I don't know who he is, he said, the first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. That's where it came from. So now
that doesn't sound very Shakespeare-ish.
It's Shakespeare. It is Shakespeare.
It's not in Shakespeare.
Henry the VI.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not in Shakespeare speak.
Oh, well, not really, but
if you're
thinking, I'm just saying.
Let us go forth.
The first thing we do, comma, let's kill all the lawyers. Let's see if it's in here in a different way. Let's see. Let's see while you're looking up other things over there.
I'm trying.
It's the same way all along.
I hate to tell you, I'm really not looking up much. This thing up here is spinning and spinning.
Do you want to talk about...
I'm trying to get it off the screen because I'm afraid that I'm going to lose... I'm back to it. All right, whew, for a minute I just... I got nervous.
Right?
I was over here messing with stuff. We're live from the Bird's Nest. Our number is 347-215-6203. We got 23 minutes left of this show. So far, I know it's been just scintillating and interesting conversation.
It has. We talked about pickles.
That is just an absolute hoot.
Well, you know, and I don't know. I just think that things have just gotten crazy. And I don't think it's because I don't know what's causing the crazy. What do you think's causing the crazy?
I got nothing.
Do you think it is because parents have just decided that parenting and making a child act right?
Well, there you go.
By the wayside.
That's subjective right there.
Right. Well, yeah.
What is right? I don't know that you can. I don't know that you can make an across the board determination. I mean, I personally have friends who work hard at it, and their kids are decent. And I mean, very good kids, like in honors programs, and they're still cool and hip, and they do community service. So I don't think we can say across the board, but there are just a huge group of people who don't do much of anything.
What about morality?
Huh?
What about morality?
These kids that I'm talking about are very.
Well, about across the board? Do you think it lacks these days?
Oh God, yes. I mean, again, that's subjective. That's subjective, but these are the things that I question, and I try not to get into. Going to get serious, and I don't want to get serious.
Want serious to pick us up.
That's right. We want serious to come and get us. But gee, the thing is, there are people who will say, I don't think that's a problem. I can't find shorts that are long enough to cover my little girl's butt. I can't find them. They just don't make them. And then you see other parents who send their kids out in girl clothes, little girl clothes, not skank clothes. So, and then there seems to be this mixed message like, okay, you can dress like that, but you need to act a certain way. Well, you know, the whole deal, thank God it's coming into the fore now with all the sex trafficking and all that, because I think you're setting your kid up to be trapped into something like that. But that's my opinion, and I don't want to get other people are going to say I'm terrible. I'm foolish. But I I agree with you.
Right. Because I believe that, because I think that for sure, there wouldn't be so many people filling up the places I work if somebody was teaching people.
Yeah, that's kind of a broad statement, too, because a lot of the people who are in prison, who are incarcerated, it's large groups of certain demographic areas, and it's other things, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what the change is. You know, drugs and poverty have increased to the point that a lot of people are involved in, I don't even know how to say this, who are involved in it, and they are in the process. They're either dying or going to jail.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
So it's a terrible, and it's not just, I'm not just making a racial comment. I'm not a racist, but I'm not saying that it's tied into, there are a lot of things, if you read a lot of articles, particularly in the South, it's like, oh, well, that's something that only happens in certain neighborhoods, and to only certain types of people, only certain colors, only certain certain ethnic backgrounds.
I can certainly say that
absolutely
is not true.
Not true. So I think a huge part of what we see in the burgeoning prison populations has to do with that other chunk of stuff that has to be dealt with. Poverty, lack of education, good schools, that kind of thing. And drugs. Drugs are just, we've talked about it before, how we know decent middle class people who were raised well, and they didn't start out on heroin. They didn't start out on crack. They started out on prescription drugs given to them by their doctors and paid for by the insurance companies and then by you and me. And now they might be shooting up heroin because at some point they can't get that anymore. So don't even get me started.
Yeah, we're going to go to something else now.
This is like
we're going to go to a commercial break.
She started that.
I'll just ask
you. She pushed me. She pushed me.
So let's talk about the full moon.
Talk about it.
I can tell you that I said it's called the snow moon. You called it something else.
I just saw it referred to as the buzzard moon. And I know that's not everything.
The full moon is traditionally called the full snow moon because usually the heaviest snow falls in February. Hunting becomes very difficult, and so some Native American tribes call this the hunger moon.
The hunger moon is
hunger
another
moon.
One.
Mm-hmm. Other Native
English name is the wolf moon, and we had the wolf moon last month, right?
Yes, we did, yeah.
But some the English name for this moon is the wolf moon.
Different climates, I would think. Other Native tribes call this moon the shoulder-to-shoulder around the fire moon.
I like that. That's a lot of talk.
I know. And then the Worsham Native Americans call it no snow in the trails moon. I don't know why. And then it's called the bone moon. You know what?
No.
The bone moon meant that there was so little food that people gnawed on bones and ate bone marrow soup. Which brings us to that song that I know popped in your head when I said that. Come on, marrow. Come on.
Chills my bones right to the marrow.
Exactly. Carole King. Okay.
I won't be happy till I see you. Storm moon and candles moon is another thing.
Nice.
Till I'm home again. Till I'm home again.
I love that
feeling
song.
Right.
Forget about it.
I want to be home again and feeling right.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. Start it. Sometimes
sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody here knows how to comfort me tonight.
Here we go.
Here you go. This goes
snow
high.
Snow is cold, rain is wet. Chills my to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again. Till I'm home again and feel.
You get the gist of it. We were doing the bone marrow.
We were just a little bit.
I was telling.
It was my fault.
One of the girls at work the other day.
My voice is rusty.
Right. You don't want to. You know, mom.
I know.
I sing in the car all the time just to keep it up. I mean, it's like an exercise. You've got to do it.
And I haven't been doing it that much because I don't have my car.
I told one of the girls at work said something the other day, and I don't remember, but a song. Oh, I went in singing. Oh, I know. We had some jobs that were backed up and things were crazy. And, of course, I go in singing, I got some troubles, but they won't last. And she turned around and she goes, what is that song? I said, I'm going to lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Because I'm in Sugar Town. And she goes, what? I said, Nancy, Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra.
Somewhere in the 60s. My mom had the record and we loved it. And I love the song because it fits a lot of days. That's all you need to sing is the first part and you're good to go. Of course, today I went in singing the rain song because I don't know how we're going to get this out. You told that lady that it needed to be down there first thing in the morning and they came in. They had to print some more of it because she cut it wrong. And I said, deathbed non-believer.
Oh, the rain will never come.
And he did this again. Oh, God. I said, listen, it's going to get done. You got to believe. She can get it done. We can get it out. We call Sneed. We get it there in time. It's all good. And so then, of course, later on, he was singing it back to me when I was upset because we couldn't get a job out. But
that's what she sang to me first thing this morning.
But I was just telling this girl at work, I was like, you know, there's really not a whole lot that I can't think of a song to get me through. You know, if I can pull a song out, I'm good. She said, so what you're telling me is if I ever come in a day in here and you're not singing something, something's not good.
Something has gone awry.
Yeah, I said, you can probably do that. You can definitely. And the good thing is Wes knows all the songs pretty much that I know. So we'll say a word and we'll both start singing a song. And, of course, they just kind of shake their head. And Michelle, she's like, hey, you guys, we're going to have to separate you. I said, why? Because we sing? Why is that a problem? I want to put up a sign that says, I know why the cage bird sings. But I thought it probably wasn't a good thing to do.
Well, you know, that's one of my favorite signatures. It's, you know, the rest of that quote, I mean, the quote that comes from that book is she sings, Bird doesn't sing because she has an answer. She sings because she has a song.
Ah, nice.
I like that.
I like that, too. So what else about the full moon? Do you know anything? What's up with the full moon? What's up with it? You know, what's going on?
I do not know a lot. And I want to apologize here for being sort of...
out of it?
Distracted. Well, I'm telling you why. You know, we've
had... I'm telling you...
I know it's been said before, say you love me and I'll be sure I'm in love with you now. Do you think I'm fooling when I say I love you? I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through, through, through. I'm telling you now. No, I'll tell you why, and it's because... you know, we've had some issues lately with dropping our show midway. And for some reason, this ridiculous little brand new Mac bitch on my desk, the beach ball is spinning and spinning and spinning, and I'm just afraid that it's going to lose. So I keep trying to get things off the screen. And so I don't know what's going on, Marianne. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to our listeners. Our number is 347-215-6203. See, right now it's giving me that unresponsive script message. If we lose you, blame it on the little Mac.
Blame it on the rain.
But anyway.
So really, it's toward the end of the month, so whatever has happened is pretty much happening. I know Mercury's retrograde.
Is Mercury retrograde again?
Going in really quick. I think it is now. I know also somebody else's, Saturn maybe.
Saturn's very bright in the sky, that I know.
I love that.
We have someone on the phone.
Who is it?
It would be James Henry. Let's say hi to him quickly, and then we'll get back. I'm trying to make a phone call out, and it's been
who are you gonna call? Easy. Okay. You're going to surprise me?
I'm going to be a surprise. Hello? Hello? Do we have a caller?
You have a caller.
Hi there.
You have a listener.
Did you want to listen?
Yeah, I did. I don't know how I got broadcasting. I never do. I can't quite figure this out.
It's okay. It's because your wife brings you in.
It's because I answer you, but there's supposed to be a differential. It's supposed to show up on the switchboard that this person is just listening or they want to talk. But if you show up in the caller, then you're a caller. You're not just a listener. And so I just felt the need to say hi.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I heard a deep voice go, you are unmuted. I didn't know I was muted.
Oh, gee. Yeah, I'm going to have to call in one time and see what that's like. So anyway, we're just touching in with you to say hi. Do you have any words of wisdom for us today?
No, I don't.
We don't have any either, so
we don't have
join the club.
We're struggling.
because we're not really struggling. We're, you know. Well, actually, it says right here on the horoscope, the day begins with controversy and conflict as defensive Cancer moon is opposite Pluto. Intense emotions play a major role, a role in major events now. Primal instincts will be motivating forces when efforts to dominate others in subtle ways are pervasive. The remedy is to share power and go with the transformation. A short while later, this protective Cancer moon makes a harmonious trine to Saturn. We may feel more contemplative and thoughtful with a focus on business matters and practical solutions to problems.
Wow.
There you go.
There you have it. All right, we're going to, Jameis, we're going to try to call, I think I'm going to call Camille. Can you give her a number?
Yes.
I don't even know that I'm going to be able to dial out because the dial out is not coming up to me.
Actually, I have
to. Oh, here we go. So, Jameis, you're going to keep on listening now?
I am going to. How much longer for the show?
We only have 8 minutes and 55 seconds.
Okay. I'm there.
51. 49.
353.
I'm putting you on hold, buddy.
353.
1804. 353.
5575.
All right. Let's see if we can get her. Ringing. That's good.
After your vacation.
The Aquarium Bookshop in Carytown. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, is Camille in?
She is actually busy at the moment. Could I take a message?
Oh, well, yes. Just tell her the bird's called.
Okay.
And we'll try to catch her later.
Okay.
All right. Is she with somebody or is she in a meeting?
She's actually on her lunch break right now.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her to enjoy her lunch. The bird's called, and we're going to try to call next week when she's not having lunch.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where do they get these people?
Who's thinking?
Who are the birds? That's what I'm thinking.
That's
who are the birds? This is a very good little astrology thing.
Which one is it?
I don't know. I just kind of put in, let me see if I can find it again. I put in just February 2012, and it's called the New Age Blog. And it gives you day by day, day by day.
Day by day.
That's what I'm about to go to work singing now. Oh, dear Lord, three things I pray.
Three things I pray.
To see thee more clearly.
Oh.
Follow thee more nearly.
Oh.
Excellent. Is it love thee
love
more,
you more
love
dearly?
Thee more dearly?
Love thee more dearly.
Day by day. We need to look
that
up.
Can you believe that was a pop song?
I love that song. I love it. I always love it. I use it a lot. Let's see.
Do you really?
I'll pop it out every now and then. You know what other one I like is, oh gosh, from Jesus Christ Superstar? I don't know how to love him. I don't know. I just love that song.
Do you really?
Yeah. It just pops in my head and I start singing it every now and then.
I sang you a song earlier. Did you hear it?
Would you like me to play it?
not when I was making up your jailhouse.
No. I think this is...
Jailhouse lock song.
Then there's Pop a Lock again. I'll learn my lesson this time. Lock in at the jail.
That was good.
So it sounds great. I'd be more worried in a woman's jail, I think, because people don't accept it so much.
I think you need to turn that off.
I know. I need to find the other one. Let's see what else.
I like the other one. The other one was sitting in the jail yard, staring down the road.
Oh, that was a good one.
Waiting for Pop and Lock.
You know what that one reminded me of was Michael.
Michael who?
Michael, the movie, Michael.
Oh, do you?
She says, I'm sitting on the road. Remember when he made her sing?
Oh, yeah. But you know that whose song that is?
Uh-uh.
George Strait.
I don't know.
The cowboy. Sitting on the front steps, staring down the road. Wondering if she'll come back this time, I don't know.
I think I try to get this on. I can't get it.
After she packed, when she looked back, there were no tears in her eyes. And that's got me worried, thinking maybe my baby's gotten good at goodbye.
That's a good one. That's good.
That's a good song.
And that's what I was talking about with Tanya Tucker this morning.
Uh-huh.
There's so many good songs of hers that not everybody knows.
I know.
I
love Step Back, Non-Believer. I will break into that at any
moment. Any point. Yeah. And I also like, what is it? She does this one called Traveling Clothes. Putting on, what is it? How does it go? I'm walking shoes tonight. I'm leaving here because you don't treat me right.
I love that one.
All you do is make me cry, so now I'm going to say goodbye. Something like that. I love it.
I like that.
So anyway, this particular one gives you day-by-day astrology. Tomorrow.
How did we get this here?
I don't know. Later in the day today, and the evening begins a time when communications can flow smoothly as the moon is trines Mercury, starting a station in Pisces at 6:08 p.m. Feelings and emotions are expressed naturally, along with a window to heal differences and speak your mind.
Wow.
And then tomorrow, a fun-loving Leo moon begins this afternoon at 2:12 p.m., adding some zany and creative behavior. I love the word zany.
I love zany.
Zany. There's a song there. Keywords. I told Gary the other night, if I could just, because I was driving down the road singing, we went to take Maddie her laundry. We're on our way back, and we had the 70s station on, and some song came on that I don't even know if it ever even made the top, whatever. And I'm driving, because I was driving, I'm singing the song, and he goes, how do you know this song? And I'm like, I heard it. It's in here. If everything in my life could be to a song,
oh man,
I would be a brainiac. I would be so smart. And we watched some movie the other day where this little girl was trying to teach a guy. He was having to take the citizenship test. He was Russian. And she was trying to teach him. She was a senior in high school, and she was teaching him about the government. He was having the worst time, so she did a song. She made up a song, and she goes, you got this? And so then he did it.
I'd like to talk to someone about your fortunes and your fortune cookies.
Oh, you want the custom message?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you say a custom message?
Oh, no, I don't want that. That's what I think the parents that don't want to say somebody loves you.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what they need is to get custom messages. Carry them
a message. You need to talk back to her in the same voice.
I don't think they're going to answer. Hello?
Hi, this is Steven. I'm away from my desk, so please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Begin recording at the tone.
Leave
by pressing pound.
Hi, Steven. This is Raina Marianne. We're live from the Bird's Nest.
Uh-oh.
A radio show out of Richmond, Virginia, and we wanted to ask you if it's true that you are changing the messages in your fortune cookies. I think it's crazy, and Marianne agrees.
I do agree. I think it's crazy that you change, because they're not bad for people. They're not romantic. They're not sexually intended.
This is,
it is good.
You can get us thrown off the air. But Stephen, seriously, call us or go to our website, birdsnestlive.com, or Facebook us, birdsnestlive. The number is 347-215-2203, but we'll be going off the air in a few minutes. But we really want to talk to you guys about that, because we don't think having a message in a cookie that says someone who admires you is out of sight. We don't think that I'm leaving him a message. We're trying. Sorry about that. We don't think that needs to be changed. So anyway, we want you to call us or tweet us or Facebook us or send us an email. what@birdsnestlive.com. Thanks, Stephen. Have a good day.
Happy time.
I'm glad you're having fun over there. Oh, God. Okay, our hour's up.
See us next week, right?
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to be here?
Same bird station. Yes. And you know we're getting better all the time.
Yes, I'm a timer. Next week. And we're going to know what we're going to say ahead of time.
You know, we knew what we were going to say today, kind of.
I think it will flow well. I'll let you know later. How many listeners do we have?
We
1 million.
No, 1,000.
Obviously, we're doing something right. I think people tune in to see if we're going to really make it work when we do this. I mean,
this representative.
I did.
All right.
Spend another hour with these people.
I do too, and they wish it too. They tell us all the time, I wish you had multiple shows.
Come on in the morning and the afternoon.
More often. That's what they want. And we're not avoiding you. We're not ignoring you. We're going to do more frequent shows because that's what our thousands of listeners want. Okay, we're off the air. Ending this episode.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.